actually, it's vocabulary.
It's not on the agenda.
The Ruby Planning and Zoning Commission meeting will come to order for Wednesday, January the 22nd. And Bryce, we silence our cell phones and electronic devices.
That night.
Mr. Russo, will you be with us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Here.
Commissioner Pharaoh?
Here.
Commissioner Broussard?
Here.
Commissioner Travassos?
Here.
Commissioner Sonnet?
Here.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Purnell?
Here.
Thank you.
Our first order of business is to elect a new planning and zoning commission chairperson. Are there any nominations?
Yeah, I nominate Ron.
I decline the nomination. I nominate Kim Lemoine.
I second that nomination.
All in favor?
Aye.
You gotta close nominations first.
I think you want to play a railroad. I think you will railroad.
I think so.
All right, so now Mr. Lemoine will take over the meeting.
Share it back on?
No, we're just gonna swap over. Let me get my purse. Kim, we'll get Kim's feet.
Okay, we're going on. Thank y'all, I guess. Next order of business is to welcome our new zoning commission and planning, Mr. Wayne Broussard. His sentence is what, 7 years?
Yes.
Mine's sentence.
Next item is to approve the minutes of the December 18, 2013 meeting.
I vote, aye.
Do I hear any motions?
I move we approve the meetings as written.
Motion by Ron Pharaoh, seconded by Mr. Sonnet. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Okay, the next thing is the planning part. A is the variance request for Wilford Dupuy, 1685 from Corn Street, non-compliance, section 19.6, right-of-way encroachment, to adding awning to an existing shop, which will be encroached upon the right-of-way by 10 feet. I think we got our drawing in a packet. Do we have anybody here?
Yeah, there's two.
We got Wilford's here?
Yeah, we got it.
You wanna explain what you wanna do with this?
Okay, where you see the shop on the drawing is to add 10 foot toward the north side. It's like an awning.
Right.
And maybe eventually they could put up a little 6-foot fence around it to protect the equipment. I just wanna put the lawn equipment in there, that's it. That's gonna be about 10 foot by maybe 26, 28 foot long along the shop, existing shop.
The asphalt road goes past?
Yes, it goes to the end of the shop.
It goes to the end of the shop?
Yes.
End of the shop.
I would just be covering the road.
Tell them.
Awning extend out across the road, over the road?
What's that?
Awning can extend over the road itself?
The roof may extend a foot over, yeah.
I move that we recommend approval of this to the council.
That's it.
We got a motion by Ms. Martin and by Ms. Claudette. Second.
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, it's an encroachment on a servitude path, it's not a right-of-way. Right-of-way is public owned property and servitude, and it's noted on the drawing.
Okay.
It's a servitude.
Oh, right.
Which means they own the property.
They own the property, it's just a 25-foot servitude.
Okay.
Got a roll call vote?
Commissioner Broussard?
Yes.
Commissioner Gevasis?
Yeah.
Commissioner Sonnet?
Yes.
Commissioner Purnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes.
Commissioner Fabro?
Yes.
And that is to recommend to the council that we allow the variance, that they allow the variance. Okay. Second item is a variance request from Sean Agaloy, 388 River Mill Drive, non-compliant section 19.6, servitude encroachments to build a fence. That's in the new, in River Mill right there. We got our bond in the packet. She's not here tonight, you said, Patricia?
No, she's not.
She wants to put a fence. The servitude is next to the sidewalk on West St. Francis Street right there. It's a sewer right away.
And she, when she finds that encroachment agreement, she knows that if they need to get into it, they have the right to.
Yeah, they're not showing the house is not on there. But the house is right here. Okay, she wants to put a fence from the edge of a corner of a house that, this was an existing fence. She wants to come out, go around this sewer manhole, and then back down about halfway to the house, right here, with her fence.
And what is it she wants to put in there?
It's just a fence, privacy fence. Right there. This fence is already there. This is the shopping center.
Yeah.
The back of the shopping center got where they deliver all the stuff and the garbage dumpsters and all.
Okay, so she's gonna run the fence?
She wants to run the fence. She wants to close it off on this side. This is a zero lot line line. The house is on the property line. She gonna come back to tie into the fence here, and then from the edge of the fence, she wants to run out, kind of corner that sewer manhole, and then come down about halfway to the house.
There's no other fences on that?
Not on this. When you get to the Brule Oaks, there's a fence all along the sidewalk.
Right.
So it's, it'd be similar to that right there.
Is that fence on Brule Oaks over the sewer?
I don't think it's over the sewer.
I didn't think so, because it climbed up those trees.
Yeah. Any questions from the audience? Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion.
We got a motion by Mr. Gevasis. Seconded by Mr. Sonnet. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Gevasis?
Yeah.
Commissioner Sonnet?
Yes.
Commissioner Purnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes.
Commissioner Fabro?
Yes.
Commissioner Broussard?
Yes.
Motion passes. Recommend to the council that we accept, that they accept this variance for fence. Okay, now we're gonna move on to the zoning. We got A is a variance request for Randall Lou, 468 Quiet Oak Boulevard, non-compliant section 19.31.1 zoning district, all one side and rear setbacks to build a pool house.
I agree, it's
It's across from us.
In the subdivision?
In the subdivision, the gated part, the gated subdivision.
That's the one the man called about?
Yeah, Mr. Klein. Randall, you want to explain to us what you?
Sure. I own both lots, and there's a sewer servitude that cuts me off from the other lot. So basically, to have the pool house in general vicinity of the pool, I want to put it in that triangle, pretty much a dead piece of property right there.
Get in the pointer. You want the pointer, so you can.
Oh.
Well, they got nothing here.
Yeah.
All right, shake your hand.
All right, I'll go see, I'm colorblind here. All right. So basically, here's my home. Here is the sewer servitude that cuts across. The pool will go in the backyard. And this lot does something like this, if you will.
Look on the right, there's a.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
okay. So I own both of those. So the pool is going to basically be in this general vicinity, and we want to just put the pool house within walking distance of the pool. And this basically, this car, you can't do much with it, so it kind of suits itself to that.
So what you're asking for is you want to put the side, you can put it on the second lot you own.
Yes.
You want to zero on the side setback here.
Yes.
And 5 foot from the rear.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Just to be able to tuck it into that dead corner as much as possible and get it as close to the pool as I can.
Okay.
So the rear setback is, by ordinance, 10 feet.
10 foot, and he wants to go 5.
And the side is 10.
And if you look on the final plat, there's a 10-foot drainage servitude on this side of the fence, okay? And that was dedicated to the town, but now we got a bunch of fences, a driveway right there, we got fences, people hauling in dirt on the servitude, and that's
creating a problem.
That's creating a problem, and the town's got to do something about it. If these people are complaining about drainage, well, yeah, you got a 10-foot drainage servitude that I think people have been building on.
And we developed this subdivision, all of the road spoils were deposited on these lots. These lots are about 2 foot taller than these lots.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows you got about a 15-acre dry pond sitting right there that this drainage servitude runs through. So there shouldn't be a drainage issue with
it. My people said that it was a problem with water.
So, you said that's a drainage servitude?
Yes, ma'am.
We got the big map right here that shows it's a drainage servitude.
Oh, okay. That's the sewer servitude.
This sewer servitude goes right here down this lot and in between.
Right there.
Right there, to tie it to Main Street.
And the drainage servitude goes?
Is behind.
Behind this fence.
The fence.
10 foot, all the way to the pond. Now, we got a driveway on it right there. We got fences built, and I don't think anybody came before the town to get a variance for that. The one I remember, Mr. Carroll, you remember?
No, they didn't come for a variance.
Do you think when they built those houses, they just built them like that?
Yeah.
The houses on Main Street?
Yeah.
No, that's really.
Yeah, houses on Main.
Yeah.
So, with all due fairness, if there's any issue, it's beyond my fence and not any problem that I'm creating or will create. It's always been there. It's on every one of their plats, the drainage servitude running in the rear of their lots. If that's the issue.
What is the driveway across the drainage servitude?
I think that's Anatol.
Anatol's in the front.
Anatol's pipe run underneath.
A pipe, not a?
His pipe and catch basin that sticks into lot number 2. I don't want to speak out of turn for anyone, but lot number 3 brought in dirt. Lot number 4 probably brought in dirt, which exacerbates the problem downhill, or uphill, rather.
Oh, yeah.
Which has nothing to do with a pool or a pool house.
Right, that had nothing to do with, that's one of the complaints that the guy called everybody and was complaining about drainage, so that's why we're bringing that one up.
He said something about if he had to, he'd haul in some more dirt to keep the water.
That's a drainage servitude that's dedicated to the town, and they're doing the wrong thing by filling it in.
Originally, it was a swell.
Never a ditch, it was a swell. That's right.
Right. And the town really needs to address that.
They culverted the Main Street ditch, right?
Yeah, that's all culverted.
This is the back side.
This is the back of this property. Main Street's right here.
But basically, the back half of our lot's drained that way, and the back half of their lot's drained that way. And then it goes out to that big pond.
Yeah. We're not here to fix the drainage problem. We're here for a variance for Mr. Lou. So
Any other question from the commission?
When you put your pool house up there, are you going to have to put more dirt and build it up, or you going to have a water problem there, or what?
No, sir. I don't potentially see a water problem. My lot, like I said, just rounds off to the back, so the way, I fall in different directions. I fall toward the pond, and I fall toward the drainage servitude, so my water kind of sheds, if you will, like a fan, so I have plenty of directions to send it, to not overwhelm anyone if that should become a problem.
Let me ask a question of...
Donna?
The 10-foot rear setback and the 10-foot side setback.
I don't think the side is 10. Is it zoning R1?
Yes.
I don't have the book in front of me, but it's...
Side is 10, and rear is
10. You can go to 8 if you put a 5.
So the reason we have the 10-foot rear and the 10-foot side is...
Fire protection.
Would allowing this pool house to be 5 feet into that fire protection area compromise any fire issues?
You have to ask the fire department.
I know. I mean, that's the reason why we have the setback, so that they could get in and out.
Keep it from spreading.
It looks to me you already compromised it over there on some of these other lots on the backside anyway.
With the fences?
Yeah. I'm 16 feet away from my property line out of my home. So you, if I did do it, I'm already 16 feet away from the pool house.
You have the side?
Yeah. Because of the sewer servitude.
So the pool house can't be 5 feet further up from those fences in the back, so that you do meet the 10 feet?
As I do, I'm sliding further and further into the lot, which basically puts it behind my house and not even in line with the pool, because it's a wedge.
What kind of wall are you going to have on that outside?
That's a brick.
It's a brick. Yeah. That answers lots of questions right there.
It'll be of the same quality that the home is.
That's a good fire variance right there.
Again, we only recommend it to the town. When we make a decision, it has to go before the town.
Sure.
And they vote on it. The final say so.
I'd like to make a motion that we take no action on this at this time until the town is approached about working that drainage section. That's what I would recommend.
I don't know what's the right word to disagree or that if the drainage servitude for homes really, and I don't want to, no disrespect, for my pool house, that's not the drainage issue that we're here for, in a nice way, only not say it.
Well,
I understand what you're saying.
In some cases, when we have variances that are requested that approach other neighbors.
Yes.
They come with little notes from them. I approve, I have no issue with this, and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And that makes it a lot easier.
Okay.
When we have a neighbor that says, I object, then we have to adhere to that as well. Listen to that complaint. And I'm not saying we're denying. I'm saying we're not taking action, because even if we say we approve, it still has to go to the board for them to approve it.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm not saying we deny. I think we take no action.
I understand. I just don't want to have to go through this again. And then the drainage issue, apparently because of the town city, is not going to be resolved in a timely manner.
Well, it should be.
This has been going on for a couple of years.
So the pool house couldn't be built in that other dead corner you have back in the what?
I'm sorry,
Where your house is.
Okay.
And right from here. Where you say you're going to put the pool on this drawing, that pool house can't be put back there without compromising that 10-foot servitude.
It could. It eats up my whole backyard, and it's kind of my sole purpose of buying a lot right on side of me was to facilitate what we're trying to do. So when you look out your back door, you see your pool, and you see the kids are playing in the grass in the back.
Do you have a fence up yet?
Sir?
Do you have a fence up yet?
Just what you see.
Yes, right.
It's a privacy fence. Yeah, the fence is up. All around his property.
I can't tell what that is.
Well, yeah, the gated community, it is all fence.
It's all fence.
How close to the back?
There's no fence right here yet.
No.
And there won't be a fence there?
No.
No.
No, sir.
It has to have one around the pool?
Yeah, up this way it will be.
No, the whole fence is around
it. The whole fence is around the pool. Yeah. The whole property is fenced in.
The whole property is fenced in?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you've got to put something.
I thought you said you didn't have one.
Well, it's not a fence.
He's got right.
Pool house is not the subdivision is fenced.
Yeah.
Yeah, the subdivision is fenced, but the property is
no, not. His property is all fenced.
After he builds a pool house, he'll have a fence right there.
His property is fenced.
There's no fence between him and the lot he owns or the next lot, right?
Yeah,
there is. That's right there, where that line is there.
It's all fenced. All corners are fenced and gates.
Good point. I think the question that they're asking is like, this is open here, all of this is open, correct?
There is a fence from this property to connect. They don't show it, this is an old photo, but there's a brick column to my right where the servitude and it ties.
Here?
Yes, sir.
That's still his property.
Yeah, sure. There is a wrought iron little fence that was built here, and then we have tied this in.
Oh, so everything is.
So you have a fence.
It's already fenced. The whole thing's fenced.
It's secure.
Got it.
It's
not shown there.
So where's the front of your house?
No.
Right here, that's the front.
That's the front, and that's the back.
That's his driveway coming in right here.
So that side over there is the back? Is that what you're talking about?
This is the, this is where he wants the pool.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And this is where he wants the pool house, right here.
Yes, sir.
Randall, if we want to see that configuration firsthand, can we get in there during the day, or we have to contact you to get in?
You have to contact me, and I can dial it in from my phone, and
I can operate better if I see something.
Sure.
Or you can call me, and I'll go with you.
But we do have a dog. The reason for the fence. Just don't let him loose, so I don't have to chase him.
I have pit bulls under my car. Not my pit bulls.
No. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we have a motion at the table right now.
What does that mean for time? I'm just asking.
2 months.
What's your anticipation as far as when you want to start construction?
Pool is going to start pretty quickly. And the Dean Otard, I'm having him draw the plans. He's kind of waiting to see what we're doing to fit it in there. And also the pool is kind of waiting to see how close we're going to slide it, how far back. So the pool's going to start before the pool house. Will it start in the next 2 months? Probably not, if I had to, guess. I would say the pool will. But one kind of ties to the other, so we hate to, if we don't do it, then the pool potentially would slide toward the left more so because we don't need to walk toward the pool house.
But from your expertise, you see no additional drainage issue.
If he had a gutter to that back to control the drainage off that building, would that make a big difference?
Bring it forward from the building?
Yeah.
Come this way instead?
I can't come forward.
No, he's got to go to that pond.
I'd go to the pond.
Yeah.
Which, I'm a construction company, I can do, but I would have to cross your sewer servitude.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just trapped in these octagonal and pie-shaped lots. It's kind of tough to do square things.
Yeah, you can't.
No, sir. But if I sold the lot to you or whomever, and you built your house and whatever, your water's going right there to the servitude where it was designed to go.
What happens to the water now, since apparently people behind you brought in a fill?
Yes, sir.
So where the swale ditch was, what does the water do now?
Well, I don't look over the fence to answer your question, but I surmise that... All right, here we are. So this water, as it's shedding this way from all these lots, as we know, from the Mississippi River, from Spalding's banks over the hundreds of years, so the natural fall of the land is this way.
Correct.
So this swale, as small as it was or whatever, is not, it doesn't potentially get deeper because the ground fell with it. Mm-hmm. All right. So as our water goes, it's running here. So what's happening now, them hauling in dirt or hauling in dirt, it's displacing it and making it wider. Whether he knows it or not, he's bringing water closer to his house every time he puts dirt, because this water has to head that way, and it will head that way. And it's gonna get a head pressure and back up. But it's gonna back up on this side of the fence. So what needs to happen in a perfect world, Anatol has a pipe, either they pipe, keep piping, or they let the swale do what it was intended to do when they bought their property.
Okay, so if we grant you this variance, and the town comes in and decides they're going to dig that swale out,
it's not on my property.
Mm-hmm. You won't be in any appearance with
it's
that.
On it's on their property. It's on
yeah, all of that.
It has nothing to do with me.
It's on the 10-foot, on the other side.
Other side of his.
That's why we look at it.
Other side towards Main Street.
Yes, ma'am. And I just hate to be handcuffed to city problems or non-city problems, which isn't even on my property.
Yeah, I understand. I would move the motion. I withdraw it.
Well, if I don't have a second.
Give up and down vote.
That's all.
Yeah. Do we have a motion? Any motion at all?
His bourgeois said it's wicked.
That puts the next month's meeting before we meet again, if we go look at it physically. You know, we can have the expertise to see the lay of the land and know how that drainage is going to be affected.
I recommend that the town look at it soon and see why these people build fences and haul dirt in the servitude. And it's dedicated to the town.
If I may.
Yes.
And you're more welcome to come look whoever wants to. Yeah. There's a break in the property which basically says this goes this way and this goes this way. Mm-hmm. So by looking at it, you will see that, you know, it basically all that, or one half of it, one third, three thirds, whatever, is going to flow toward that.
The retention pond right here.
It kind of goes like this.
Yeah, the retention pond
right here on the outside of this fence.
And that's why I said, really, there shouldn't be much of an issue, because the thing stays dry, and it's, 15 acres, however many, and it's literally 150 feet away from Mr. Clyde Peters' property. They have 15 acres of storage.
So his main drainage issue is that it's can't get to the next lot to get to the detention pond.
Well, once again, if I may, and I'm speaking out of turn here, when water flows, okay, that direction toward the retention pond, mm-hmm. okay, it's a swale. You get a big rain.
Oh yeah.
It's going. I won't say overflow the bank, but it overflows its bank. Well, as a homeowner, some people didn't want to see that. So what did they do? I'm gonna bring in dirt. Well, they're just making that worse. They think they're bringing in dirt to raise theirs up, that they're going to send it magically
somewhere
uphill
to someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's kind of where everybody started bringing in dirt. They don't want dirt water in their yard, rightfully so. But everyone who bought those houses and lots on their plat, it shows drainage servitude.
Which lot
of lots climb
here, number 3?
Yes, right there.
Yep. What's the distance between the pool house and his house, would you guess?
Oh, he's probably about 50 feet off his fence, and if I'm right, so 55 feet, way further than his neighbor.
Okay.
Are those structures built on the servitude now, on the first and second lots?
I don't see, but I see a driveway.
What is that right there?
Driveway.
Randall, is that right against the fence?
Yes, sir.
That driveway, it butts against the fence?
I believe it does.
Yeah.
And drainage is piped underneath there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's the other thing on the other corner?
Dog pen, I believe.
Dog pen, fence.
And like I said, I don't mind guttering it if I have to, but I need a variance to get across the sewer servitude.
I don't see where guttering is going to resolve.
No, it's absolutely not.
That's not going to be the issue.
How long is your pool house?
We don't know yet, but it's around 45 to 50 feet, give or take. It's basically going to be a workout room, too. Recently had some health issues, and so the pool house kind of graduated into a workout and cardio room.
Just remember, if you want to put one of those steam sauna things, you got to come back for another day.
Yes, right. Ma'am, and I may.
Talk to Michael Boudreaux, he just did.
Yeah. Well, y'all understand, so that might be a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have diagram in that drawing.
Concrete also had a little issue with, he said it'd be fairly close to his property, but there might be a lot of parties and stuff back there, a lot of noise. Do you see any, anticipate a lot of that?
He complained about my dog barking.
Okay.
So sometimes you have people like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, you know, the way we were talking, potentially move it 5 more feet and build it 40 foot tall, you know.
What?
Just being facetious.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion we recommend to the council to approve.
A second.
Okay, we got a motion by Mr. Farrell and a second by Mr. Sonia to recommend to the council that to approve this variance request. Okay. Let's go roll call vote.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Purnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoyne?
Yes.
Commissioner Farrell?
Yes.
Commissioner Broussard?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
I'll be the descending vote, no.
No?
Okay. Any other business? Anybody? Patricia?
No.
Remarks of personal privilege? Any announcements? All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Roll vote. Mr. Travassos, second. All right, meeting's adjourned. Thank you.